The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Digital detox. So it was a survey from the UK that found about half of young people would prefer to live in a world without the internet. Jane Cowan is with me, the student, Irish Examiner columnist as well. Jane, have you done digital detoxes?
I have. I recently took 2 weeks where I fully turned off my phone. Didn't use it for anything. No social media, no calling, no texts.
Nothing.
No train timetables. I was going blind.
Okay, so talk to me about that experience. What was it like?
It was really difficult at first. Like just the convenience of using my phone is something I really struggled with. Like when I got on the train home, what do I do with myself for the next 20 minutes? But I also really enjoyed it. Like I was sleeping better. I was in the middle of my exam period in college and I had so much more like mental space to be doing my college work and doing my reading, and it was really eye-opening.
Were there certain things that you found particularly difficult? I mean, say buying a train ticket, for example. You obviously had to do that in the station, did you?
Yes. Well, I use a Leap card, so that made things easier. But when I wanted to top up the Leap card, I had to use the physical machines instead of the app. And things like if my train was going to be delayed, I wouldn't really know until I looked at the signs in the station. And I often was like at the wrong platform for the train, like convenient things like that.
Were there certain things though you could get away with for kind of a couple of weeks, but you realize long term you'd actually need the phone for certain things?
Yeah, I mean, there's certain things like we say, oh, you don't miss anything. I found out about 4 days after the fact that the Pope had died. So I did miss that. And I didn't know that Katy Perry went to space. There was some really big news stories in that time.
I love that. Sorry, I know that's a serious story, whatever. But and Katy Perry not going to space. I mean, I wish I had missed that story as well a little bit myself. Did you go full belt, full bore back into it then as soon as you got the phone back?
I had to, honestly, as soon as I was able to turn my phone back on, I had to be like a parent with their child. Like, don't, you can't put your screen time up to 8 hours now just because you've taken 2 weeks off. Mm. So I went back normally, but I was still restricting my time. And
are you still restricting it today?
I am attempting to. Things are not always.
A bit of mission creep happening.
Yeah, things, you know, I'm only human. it's not always going to plan.
So is it something you do again?
Absolutely.
And could you imagine then what, that you'll do this intermittently every now and then, go for a couple of weeks? Or would you prefer that you didn't have to do this, you just had a reduced use all the time?
Oh, and I would prefer if I had a reduced use all of the time, but I know myself. And sometimes I spend too long scrolling on Instagram. But I think it's something I'll definitely implement in future.
Richard Hogan is with us as well, the family psychotherapist and the author of Home is Where the Start Is. Richard, what I find interesting, not just about Jane's experience, but this survey as well, is we're talking about, you know, so-called digital natives. So these are people who grew up in a world that really haven't known any different from having access to it. I'd understand someone, not to up age you now, Richard, but people our generation kind of saying, I wish I could do without it. But, you know, I was surprised it was so high amongst this generation. Maybe you weren't because you're dealing with them all the time. What did you think?
No, not surprised at all, Kieran. I talk in schools all the time. I talk to big, large cohorts of young adults and Gen Zers and all the rest of it. And one of the questions I always ask them is, if I always say to them, I frame it like this: if no one had a phone, there's no potential FOMO here. No one has a phone. Would you agree? How many of us here would agree to it? And nearly always, everybody in that audience puts their hands up, right? And you know, it's actually sitting with it clinically, Kieran. It's actually quite sad when I see young fellas who are 14 or 15 and they're dreading the summer. And that's a very hard thing to sit down with, because when I was young, heading into the summer was like an Everest of time, free from like school. And you just felt so like, you know, you could just get up in the morning and play tennis, meet your friends, go down, do all these things that you do during the summer. But for this generation of children, the idea of like the summer actually is quite isolating. And that is terrible, because they don't have, as they perceive it, a need to meet up, because they're connected through their device. And that's the paradox. They're connected and yet they're massively disconnected. And as parents, we need to come in there and give them respite from it, because I do, you know, it's that whole FOMO thing. What I'm always trying to teach them, I'm trying to teach them this, I don't know if I've coined it or not, but the JOMO, Kieran, the joy of missing out. There can be joy in not doing, you know, and not wondering what everyone is up
yeah.
to.
And how do you do that? Do you just like kind of educate them about the value of it and hope that they will kind of voluntarily stick the phone into their pocket and engage with the world around them? Or do you impose your own version of a digital detox and have certain hours in the day where you say, listen, they're going away over the summer between kind of 2 and 6 every day or something like that?
Like that, exactly. I try to do that because I know I have a charity in the Philippines. I'm actually going out tomorrow, and your Jane Z or there is coming on the trip as well tomorrow. And there'll be no phone there for 2 weeks. And it's an incredible thing to see students at Jane's age and that age coming over and having no phone. And at the end of it, Kieran, when we're talking about the project and working with the Badjo children, what they always say to me is that getting that break from the phone was so important. But we can, as parents, embed that type of thing into their lives, you know, from 5 to 7, no phone. No phone in the bedroom. It's not the last thing you see. It's not the first thing you see. Their attention has been massively monetized here. And we have, as parents, going to say, well, no, you don't get to do that to my child. And as much as my child might be annoyed at me, you don't have it between 5 and 7. And then all of a sudden you start to see them embedding that into their life and coming down into the family a bit more, you know, connecting with friends a little bit more. We have to, I mean, it's really sad to see, a generation actually lamenting the idea of a summer because they're going to be stuck at home up in their bedroom, you know.
How important is it, though, that you apply the kind of monkey see, monkey do principle as well?
Oh,
that you don't have your own phone out all the time.
God almighty, yeah. It's one of the things teenagers say to me all the time, you know.
Yeah.
My dad saying to me all the time, get off the phone, but he's saying he's on his emails, but I can see him scrolling Instagram. You know, teenagers have a heightened sense of hypocrisy, Kieran, as you know, and so if the policy is just like, you know, it's good for you, but not for me, do what I say, not what I do, it's never going to work out. Modeling is one of the greatest things we can do as parents. And I do those, you know, what Jane did there, which is fantastic. You know, that 2 week detox.
Yeah.
I do that myself at the weekend. Sometimes I just turn it off on a Friday and don't turn it back on until Sunday night.
But how do you stretch out the benefit of that so that you don't on a Monday or after the 2 weeks pick up the phone and you say to yourself, God, that was absolutely brilliant. I'm definitely going to use this less. And then 2 hours later, you're just still scrolling on TikTok.
It creeps back in, you see. It's insidiously creeps back in. But that said, I have a little boundary here, and it's very simple. You know, you don't need a social media mental health advocate to tell you how to do this thing. It's just bringing in a little boundary. After 8 o'clock, my phone gets turned off and put away. It's not next to me watching TV, because when it's next to you watching TV, you know, if you're watching the Champions League there on Saturday night and you've got your phone on a laptop, you're nowhere, man. You know, you're not in the match, you're not in the phone, you're not in your laptop, you're just nowhere. You're in some fifth.
What if someone
there.
Needs to contact you, Richard?
My God, Kieran, do you remember when we were young fellas and a girl wanted to contact you and you came home and there was a message by your dad scribbled down saying Sarah called? Wasn't that amazing?
You're always kind of faintly embarrassed as well. Oh, Jesus, why did she ring the house phone? Yeah.
But I know, but like, I honestly think in this generation, they have no privacy. They can't go anywhere because we're tracking them. They're tracking them. We're not meant to know so much about their adolescence. That's a time of adventure and journeying and all that.
Jane, are you looking forward then to a couple of weeks Philippines without phones again, another digital detox?
Absolutely. It's something I look forward to every year. Like, you really get to experience it.
What would be the one app on your phone you would miss most?
That's a good question. Probably Instagram, if I'm being honest.
God, I would have thought. I thought, oh wow, I'm with it. I'm with it.
You're super cool.
I am. Thank you, Jane.
No problem.
There was absolutely no cynicism or sarcasm in Jane's voice as she said that. Jane Cowan, student and Irish Examiner columnist, Richard Hogan, family psychotherapist. Good luck to both of you. Very worthy reason that you're heading to the Philippines.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.